Short hour two once again with you until 5:30. John Kurtz, Mitch Fortner, the crew here. You can't be serious at 5:25. Topic today, K-State playing Wichita State. Bruce Weber and Gene Taylor both spoke about that at a Capbacker event yesterday. I'm with them. I'm open to it. I think K-State should be willing to play Wichita State. Take your thoughts on Twitter at the game KMAN or JL Kurtz. You can also call the show 537-1350 or toll-free 866-776-1350. If you missed it in the first hour, here's what Bruce Weber was quoted as saying on playing Wichita State. This is per Kellis Robinette of the Wichita Eagle. Quote, it's a possibility. We could do it. We've gone back and forth. I sat down with Gene Taylor and went over scheduling and what we have done in the past. One of the things we had on there was Wichita in the future. Here's Gene Taylor on the subject. Quote, I don't know if it's something we want to do every year, but certainly occasionally. Matches up with Drew Spiro's comments from earlier this week, the director of basketball ops on our airwaves here, where he welcomed the idea potentially of playing Wichita State if the logistics were to work out. More on that in just a moment, because the way that you go about doing this is key. It's not just doing it. You can't just make it happen. You can't just make it happen annually. You're going to need to do it in the right way, I think, for it to be okay from a K-State perspective. But in general, I like it a lot. How many times have you heard the complaint that the non-conference basketball schedule was boring? It's been very boring recently, in particular this last year. I mean, I heard so many fans talk about that. No matter where it's played, a game with Wichita State really spices up that non-conference schedule. That's going to take care of a big problem with excitement with the basketball program right now, right away. There just don't seem to be any drawbacks. I mean, obviously it's going to add excitement, but 4 or 5 years ago, the downside, the drawbacks were you were, at least in most people's minds, the better program. You lose that game, it's losing a game to little brother. They, therefore, get some more run in the state. It helps them climb the ladder, so to speak. Well, they have climbed the ladder. Let's compare. I gave you the numbers on Wichita State in the first hour of the show in the last 6 years. Compare Wichita State and K-State the last 6 years in hoops. Wichita State's made 6 straight NCAA tournaments, 10 tournament wins, a Final Four, and a one seed. K-State in that time span has been to 4 tournaments. They have 1 win, 9 less than Wichita State, and 2 years of no postseason. The Cats have faded. Wichita State has ascended. And that has really changed the dynamics that are at work in this situation. To me, two of the downsides that I came up with when I was trying to think of them, I think you can throw in the caveat of how you play Wichita State and it takes care of them. I'll explain here. One of them is simply that you might get embarrassed. I mean, if you play Wichita State and they have a great squad that year and your team is more down, there's a chance that you get and just take a pretty bad L that would be a blow to the psyche like it would be when you lose to anybody that bad. For the fans, it would be tougher to take perhaps because it's an in-state school in Wichita State. But again, you have to make sure that you schedule this game at a correct time. Bruce Weber harps on scheduling continuously, scheduling to the team that you have. So if you can set it up to a year when you know you're going to be more veteran, you know, maybe one of the next 2 years would work better because you're going to have this core group of sophomores now that'll be juniors next year and you're going to feel better about where the team is at. You would certainly want to do it in a year like that. The other thing is recruiting. And as long as this doesn't become an annual series where you're getting beat year in and year out by Wichita State, I don't think it would hurt recruiting all that much. There's some overlap. I brought up the example of Landry Shamet for Wichita State, who K-State recruited. Shockers got him. There is some overlap in the kids that you recruit. But I don't think that one game or 2 games spaced out over 5 years, if you play Wichita State twice in a 5-year period, you play them every now and then, you play them every couple of years, I don't think it builds enough consistency with recruits that it would become a major issue. Because, you know, to be honest, if you're a recruit right now, and I don't mean this to be a segment just demeaning K-State basketball, but the harsh reality right now is that a recruit from the state of Kansas is going to view, in all likelihood, Wichita State as the better program right now because of those numbers I just listed off. That's fresh in their mind. So I don't think them beating K-State, if it's a fairly competitive game on a neutral floor, I don't think that does anything to really harm your recruiting. You were already at a disadvantage from Wichita State in a program standpoint. Wichita State's got the better program right now. If you're going to sell a kid on something, it's going to be other aspects of K-State other than just we're a better basketball program. That's not going to work. The other thing that I would say to that is, you know, Wichita State beat Kansas in the NCAA tournament a few years back, and I know that was something that a lot of people think the same way, like Kansas has nothing to gain by playing Wichita State. Well, Wichita State wins the game. Huge win for Wichita State. Are they out-recruiting Kansas now? They're not. They're not from just one win. You know, one win like that every now and then is not going to really change the context of recruiting, I think, for either school. So I just wiped out my own two biggest concerns, biggest downsides, I think, that you would have for playing Wichita State.
K-State needs this more than Wichita State. And here's why. It's because non-con-wise, K-State basketball needs something exciting in Manhattan. Games are dead. Students don't come to the games. The chair backs are half full for Maryland Eastern Shore. Or who else came in? Princeton.
Bobby Moe. Robert Morris.
Yeah, I mean, nobody really has been coming to these games lately. If Wichita State were to come into Bramlage Coliseum on a December night, that place would be packed. And that would be the excitement K-State needs when football at the moment is winding up the regular season, probably playing for a Big 12 title, and get ready for a bowl game, preferably in the playoff.
Well, you do bring me to my next point here, and that is how the logistics of this would work out if you're going to play Wichita State, because unfortunately, I don't think they're coming to Bramlage. I don't think Greg Marshall is going to agree to bring Wichita State to Bramlage. And these things are all about leverage. What was the first thing you started off that last statement by saying? You said K-State needs this more than Wichita State. So you're operating from a standpoint where Wichita State has more leverage. It's becoming increasingly more difficult to get Power 5 teams, strong college basketball teams to do home and homes. There's so much else happening in college basketball with neutral site games. There's not as much incentive to go play your big-time non-conference games on the road any year. So teams stray away from that home-and-home strategy. And Wichita State falls into that category if you're talking about it from playing K-State. They're not going to want, I wouldn't think, to go to Bramlage and have K-State come back to Intrust Bank Arena or whatever. Either of the two places Wichita State's playing games, I don't think that's the way that they're going to want to go. I think what you would have to agree to if you're K-State is playing a game at Sprint Center and a game at Intrust Bank Arena. I don't think Wichita State would do it outside of that. I think that's the route that you have to go, and I would do that. I'd try it out. I wouldn't commit to anything beyond just two games. Go play them at Sprint Center once, where you'd imagine most, well, I would think it'd be 75-25 K-State fans. I might be overestimating that. But if you go play at Sprint Center, I think you would have a home court advantage. You go to Intrust Bank Arena, I think K-State fans would get there to at least make the ratio something like that, 75-25 perhaps. Wichita State fans, obviously they get the edge there at Intrust Bank Arena. I think it could still work out like a home and home, but you're not going to get them in Bramlage. Unfortunately, I don't think that's happening. But still, to me, playing them at Sprint Center is very exciting. That is something I would want to go see. People would be pumped up for that. And you still have everything that you could gain from a big-time win for your RPI, just a morale boost for the program. As long as you don't schedule to play them every single year like it used to be for a little while, you don't want to do that, because that's when, you know, if you are getting your brains beat in every single year by Wichita State, then yes, some of the long-term damage I think could occur there from playing Wichita State. But just keep it to a quote-unquote home-and-home where it's Intrust Bank Arena and Kansas City, the pseudo neutral site games there. I'd be okay with that, and I think most people probably would. I'm not getting a ton of pushback really on this. You know, put it out there on Twitter earlier today, and it doesn't seem like too many people would be really upset with that. I think the more upsetting thing is the only real pushback I got is just people, of course, predictably jumping on Bruce Weber and why is our program in this state. You know, it's not all about K-State coming down. K-State certainly has slid in the last 5-6 years. But Wichita State has ascended further than K-State has slid, I would argue. Both of those things play into it. But would you be okay? I know you want Bramlage. If I gave you Sprint right. Center and Intrust Bank Arena, are you okay with that?
It sounds like I have to be okay with it, even though Sprint Center is two hours away from Bramlage, and The Intrust Bank Arena is 5.5 miles from Coke Arena. I still think K-State fans will show up. And I think both administrations should see dollar signs with this game, because this, I think it would sell out. I've never been to a K-State game inside of the Sprint Center that wasn't a Big 12 tournament game. Now, that Big 12 tournament game, that certainly was not sold out. That session wasn't sold out. The rafters were pretty empty. Now, I haven't been to one where it's a non-con for K-State. Do people usually show up and pack the place? Is it mostly just the lower bowl is purple?
Depends on the game. I mean, I'm trying to rack my brain for games that have been played there. You go back a ways, like to when UNLV was there in like 2010. Those may have been more packed, but Washington State this past year? No, I mean, it was not all the way packed. Decent showing. It gets fairly loud, but it was not packed to the brim. So you bring up another good point.
Well, I think, and there's no doubt, the people at the Sprint Center and the people at the Intrust Bank Arena would want this series, because that's not only more money for them. I mean, they could fill the place up. I think that series would sell out, and it's something that if it is successful, not only locally, but maybe on a national level, people see this could happen more often.
Well, I'm glad to hear that K-State seems to be open to it. I don't know if that means Wichita State necessarily would be, but I feel like with some compromise, it could be a great thing for K-State basketball if they do go play Wichita State. We'll wrap up the show with You Can't Be Serious next.